Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. If you don't know now, yet know. Listen, I know you don't know, but ISO is not here. Listen, this right here is something that me and ISO talked about for a while, something that we wanted to cook up. You know what I'm saying? You know, just for more content, because we the content kings. You know what I mean? Your favorite podcasters, favorite podcasters. And what a time to drop some more content on spring break. Yes, you know what I'm saying? If you're new here, we ask that you like, share, subscribe, rate, review if you're on the audio, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Just to show us that you enjoy what we do. This right here is something that I wanted to do for Mondays, just like something, you know, for the audience and the core fans that might just, you know, be dealing with something that I go through as a father. You know what I mean? Being a father of five or dealing with a in a relationship and stuff like that. But you know what I mean, not to be, you know what I mean, on the morbid side or a Debbie Downer, but you know what I'm saying, this start of our spring break, you could say extravaganza, our spring break blowout, our spring break marathon. You know what I'm saying? Because we plan on dropping an episode every day. You know what I mean? These joints will come out at 12 o'clock. The normal episodes will come out still at 4. These gonna come out at 12 because I want to give y'all time. I figure y'all gonna sleep in. I want it to be available by the time you wake up. You know what I mean? You know, you might wake up at noon and there you go. You get a fresh episode from Earn and ISO. Whenever you see Earn, ISO is not far behind. So even if he ain't here with me, my man's still here with me, you know what I'm saying? In spirit. These kind of episodes that I do right here by myself, I want y'all to be included as well. You know, we always leave the voicemail number at the bottom. Y'all could text. I could display the text in a video. You can leave a voicemail. I could play the voicemail throughout the video, or you could just comment on the YouTube page, and you know, I will comment back on there as well. You know what I mean? Don't expect these to be as long as we do the Earn and ISO episodes. I'm only going to try to get y'all 20, 30 minutes at the most. Something just, you know what I mean, get in, get out like a robbery. You know what I mean? And you know, we can conversate whatever we conversate about in the comments. You know what I mean? Keep the conversation going in there. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes comments is part of content as well, you know? So we're going to do it like that. But on this day, this is something that I kind of wanted to bring up with ISO, but we've been on this upkick. You know what I mean? These good spirited episodes, and I ain't want to bring the mood down, even though we live in certain areas and we go through certain things. You know what I mean? You try not to dwell on that as much. So, you know, you don't want to bring the mood down while we, you know what I mean, having fun loving episodes. I just kept going with it. But this is kind of old, but this is something that I know some of us still deal with, some of us still have the trauma from it. And you know, some people are still affected by this right here. If y'all don't know, you know, me and ISO do reside in Philadelphia, and about 3 to 4 weeks ago, anytime as multiple people that were shot, they considered a mass shooting. A mass shooting took place at a bus stop, you know what I'm saying, where they left 18s wounded and one was in critical condition. I'm gonna read right here from the NBC News report that they put out here. 18 teenagers were shot more than 30 times were in a bus in Northeast Philly on Wednesday afternoon, leaving one in critical condition, police said. The victims, all 15 to 17 years old, were shot boarding a bus near a Dunkin' Donuts shop at around 3 p.m. Three people who shot at them from a parked car are still at large, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said. You know what I'm saying? So this is just like, you know what I mean, I wanted to speak on this because this is the effects that not just that we deal with in Philly, but we deal with in all, you know what I mean, inner city communities. The crazy thing that I wanted to talk about this is that I remember growing up, you know, and we would go watch movies like Final Destination and whatever horror movie you watch. And I always would just be baffled by the fact of watching them go through the movie and be like, dang, their friends is dying around them. And they just keep moving like as if nothing happened. Like they still continuing on, you know, even though it's a scripted movie, but they still continuing on, and like nobody taking time to grieve and nobody taking time to mourn. They just still going through the script and they still going through the steps, the day-to-day thing. And it's like, you know what I mean? Why are you going through this? Friends around you dying and everything. And I always just thought like, God, that's crazy. That's kind of weird. Just for me to grow up and realize that that's the life that I live now. You know what I mean? We in these inner cities, we don't have no time to deal with the things that go on around us. We all just in the moment, we have to deal with the moment and then move on and continue on whatever life we got. Because you know, as some people say, life is life. And you know what I'm saying? You gotta pay the bills and You still have to, I mean, feed the kids. You still got to live your life. So you only had to, you only be, you're not even able to take the time to mourn and sit back and realize the traumatic event that you might have just witnessed, that you might have went through. You know what I mean? That a friend of yours might have went through, a loved one of yours might have went through. None of us had the time to cope with that. You know what I'm saying? And growing up in Philadelphia, an event like this is scary for me now that I have kids on like multiple, you know what I'm saying, multiple levels. One is scary because the event happened, you know, and then you always on high alert because you're thinking like, man, my kids is out there. They catch the bus, could this happen again? You know what I mean? Hopefully this don't happen to them. Two, you scared because, you know what I'm saying? Like they said, the people still at large. We don't even know why it happened. And the thing that scares me the most about it is because, like I said, that event that was 3 weeks ago. Some of us dealt with that, moved on, and forgot all about it because that's just how we are. You know what I mean? We normalize, you know what I mean, trauma, we normalize death so much that while it's happening, we cry for the people in the moment. We feel sorry for the people in the moment, but then a couple weeks later, we drop our guard back down. You know what I mean? If you catch the bus, you're not on high alert. Like you know, you at the event happened, you might be, you know what I mean, head on the swivel because now you're worried about what's going to happen. But then as weeks go by, you drop your guard back down. You go back to the normal routine that you would do normally when you get on and off the bus. You're not even on alert. You're not even looking out for the, you know what I mean, cautions or things that may happen to you because you just deal with it and you just keep going. Yeah, I mean, which a lot of us do. A lot of us, yeah, I mean, in the city of Philadelphia, these inner cities deal with trauma, and a lot of people look at us because they don't understand the things that we go through. They don't understand why we do what we do, you know? And we are misunderstood. A lot of us do need to go through therapy. Therapy is not a bad thing. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually looking for ways to get myself into therapy because I remember going to college, and I was in college, and there was a young lady there. And I believe she said something like, I never know nobody get killed in my life. And I was like, you never know nobody get killed? That's crazy. But then when you think about it, it's crazy that I know somebody that got killed in my life. And I just felt like she weird because she didn't know nobody. You know what I mean? The things that we normalize that are abnormal, you know what I mean, that mold our life, the events that we go through that change who we are and change the characteristics of what we do. You know what I mean? So, there's a lot of things that we go through in these inner cities, a lot of events that happen that change, you know what I mean, the trajectory of what we want to do. Because it's a little kid that might went through that. And like I said, me, we go through that, we adapt and we continue on because we went through the event several times and time again and time again in your preteens and your teens and then in your 20s and then in your 30s. So you just continue moving. It could be a kid that dealt with that event that was on that bus that's 13 years old, that's petrified, don't even want to go out the house no more. You know what I mean? They don't even want to leave the house no more. They scared to death. They parents, you know what I'm saying, trying to do the best to console their child and make sure and let their child know that they protected. But at the end of the day, the parent might be in a position where I gotta go to work. I can't sit here with you all day. You know what I'm saying? So you know it's certain things that we go through, and the way that we go through it, we coping with things and we putting things on top of things, and as things is layered and layered and layered and layered and layered. And a lot of these kids, you know what I'm saying, they got so much stuff going on, man. If they told you their life story, it'd be deeper than an adult. It'd make you cry, you know what I mean, way more if you heard a 60-year-old person's life story. You hear a 13-year-old person's life, and you know what I'm saying, the things that they go through, you wouldn't even imagine the things they go through. You know what I mean? But one thing I think that my city do need, man, listen, we at the point where we passed the well-wishing, we passed the, you know what I'm saying, send the prayers to Philadelphia or send the prayers to Chicago, send a prayer to New Orleans, send a prayer to any other inner city. We passed that point. You know what I'm saying? We need the people that's active. Shout out to the people that's active that I know of, man. Shout out to the King Ernest, man, the McFlys. You know what I mean? Shout out to ISO, man, boots on the ground. You know what I mean? Shout out to the people that's in the city that's really doing something because we passed lip service. You know what I mean? Lip service is not making these kids feel any safer than what they're going through. You know what I mean? Us sitting back and, you know what I mean, saying on comments. Either way, the comment that's saying, man, I'm praying for y'all, and the comment that's saying, man, these kids is crazy. Either way, the comments is not helping the city out. You know what I'm saying? I know for some people that the comment may be the most that you could do. You know what I mean, from where you from. You know what I mean, the well wishing. That may be the most you could do. But for the people that's in the city that say they love the city, they say they love the kids, it's time to get active. You know what I mean? It's time to get active because it's only getting worse. The weird thing I could say about my city, anybody that know Philadelphia, man, know that it's developing at an alarming rate. Alarming rate. The weird thing about it is that you would think a city with so much death, so much turmoil, so much trauma that's going on, it would be a dilapidated city. Like nothing's going on. They not building nothing. They got houses over here falling. You know what I mean? They not putting into the, you know what I mean, the infrastructure of the city. You know what I mean? We don't have the resources to do this. That's total opposite. Philadelphia is a booming city. If you travel around city, you'll see cranes building over here, new condos over here. This is building over here. They fixing this over here. They doing this over here. But for some odd reason, you know what I mean, even with all that, it just seemed like the protecting and the serving is going neglected while we trying to, you know what I mean, build up the city to make it look like it's something, but inside the city is not. You know what I mean? We building it up for the tourists to come in and generate those tourist dollars, but inside the city, the people that's here, you know what I mean? We the ones that's going through all the effects of not reaping the benefits of anything of this, you know? We not reaping the benefits of the new condo being built over here, or you know what I mean, the Wells Fargo's, the center where the Sixers play, being rumored to move to Market East. All of these great ideas that we coming up with. But at the end of the day, the kids don't even feel safe to go to school that live here, the people that's from here, the people that's born here. You know what I mean? The people that you know, you might say, like, well, if it's that bad, then leave. The people that don't have the resources or the money to leave. You might have a single parent, your mom working two, three jobs just to put clothes and food on your back. And you tell her, if you don't like it there, then leave. You know what I'm saying? So right now we are definitely in a weird place. Cause on the outside, if you're an investor and you're investing in, you know what I mean, what's going on in the city, you could think like, man, Philadelphia is gonna be a great spot in 5 years. In 5 years, once they've done all this construction, in 5, 6 years, 10 years, once they've done all this construction, man, Philadelphia is gonna be one of the most sought after spots, places in the country. You know what I'm saying? Just from all of the uprising and the building and everything that's going on, it's gonna be one of the most sought after places in the country. And I've heard that from several people, you know what I mean, that don't live here. Man, everything that's going on in your city, Philadelphia is gonna be a great place to live in a little while. We don't even know we're gonna be here in a little while. I ain't gonna front. The way it's going on for us, you know what I mean, the things that we witness, the things that we go through, the things that we have to live, you know what I mean, 10 years, some kids, 10 years is not even a believable, a realistic time frame for me to even say that I'm gonna be here. Because of everything I've seen. You know what I mean? We see kids get slain all the time. You know what I mean? Daily. And we deal with it. We move on. We say our rest in pieces. You know what I mean? We put them on the shirt. And then, you know what I mean, months later, you even forgot about the shirt. You just keep going. You know what I mean? So this is, like I said, this is the these are the these gonna be these Monday episodes are gonna be the episodes that I do just for conversation basis, man. I want y'all to conversate with me in the comments. If you're from Philly, let me know how you feel. Cause the weird thing about Philly for me is that I love my city to death. You know what I mean? I've had options. I had options to move out. I feel like I can't leave my city. I wanna before I leave my city, I wanna do something in my city to help my city. You know what I'm saying? If it be like, you know, I used to always talk about doing recreation. If it's something like that to get a kid something to do, because right now it looks like the kids don't have anything to do. The one thing that I thought about, you know what I mean, with me and Iso growing up and certain characteristics and certain, you know, things that we built in ourselves is that we would have, like, we would, man, you give us a basketball and a football, we pick up, we start our own pickup game. You don't even think about having a pickup game or the girls playing double dutch or the girls playing hopscotch, the developmental skills that you get from that, like, that you, we're going to make up a set of rules. We're going to abide by these rules. You know what I mean? We don't need no adult out here to tell us we're gonna abide by these rules and this is how we're gonna play the game. Of course, every now and then you're gonna get one person that's gonna be to, you know what I mean? They're gonna be the black sheep and try to do their own thing, but the group ostracized them. If you ain't playing by the rules, bro, you gotta leave. And Philly, every different community had their own set of rules. And whenever we was in somebody else's spot, we played basketball, we abided by their rules. Yo, over here, this is how we play. We play taps. It's about, if you tap the ball in with two hands, it's five. You tap the ball in one hand, it's three. All right, cool. That's how y'all play. You play. Over here, we play block shots, go back to zero. Okay, that's how y'all play. We abide by y'all rules. So because we instilled these, you know what I mean, habits and these characteristics of ourselves growing up, We know how to abide by the rules. We knew certain pecking orders in life. You know what I mean? You play on a team, a 5-on-5 team, you might know, like, yo, he better than me. You know what I mean? He a better basketball player than me. So I'm gonna acquiesce and, you know what I mean, let him get the ball. I'm gonna get my shots, but you know what I mean? He gonna be the one that's gonna carry us to the victory. I'm not out here just, you know what I mean, gunning, thinking I'm the guy. You know what I'm saying? So with certain type of characteristics just growing up that I think the kids lacking, that they don't have, because they don't do certain things. This man, I know kids that's 18, 19 years old. They never rode a bike yet. They don't even know how to ride a bike. It's crazy when you think about it, like, they don't know how to ride a bike, but when you coming up in the city and you don't have to ride a bike, because you know now we got the luxuries of Uber, or you get a hop on a bus. You're like, what am I getting on a bike for? Just something simple as that, like getting on a bike, throwing a football, certain things that, you know what I mean, these kids now, they jumping past childhood into adulthood. They coming right out of childhood and into adulthood. You know what I'm saying? And that's why when me and Iso read these letters, man, these kids be so stressed out. Like, you got the stresses of the world on your back as an adult. You just graduated high school. You in high school. What are you so stressed about? You got the stresses of an adult. You know what I'm saying? And you still in the prime of enjoying your childhood. Enjoy your childhood. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just had to figure out the things and the tools that we can do to revert back and slow these kids down. Because they accelerating their clock so fast that they get into the point that at 17 years old, they already thinking about how I'm going to make money. And I need to make big money. I ain't talking about KFC, McDonald's. No, I need to make some real money because I need to make moves. What are you worrying about that for? Making real money, making moves. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, shout out to everybody that's doing something to them in the city, because there are a gang of people that's doing things in the city. You know what I'm saying? You know, and if the prayer is the best that you can do, just keep praying for the city. I do apologize for this being the intro to our, you know what I mean, spring break marathon. And you know what I mean? But this is something that I wanted to touch on, and I just didn't have the time to touch on it with ISO because of just the mood and the vibe that we was already doing episodes. I didn't want to kill the vibe by just talking about something like this. But something like this does need to be talked about. This is a kid right now that, you know what I'm saying, after that event happened, like I said, 3 weeks, he probably ain't even leave the house yet because he's still traumatized by that. You know what I mean? Like I said, there was a kid that was there, that was critical condition, that lost his life because of that event. And that was just I only read to you the one. That happened on multiple occasions. So it wasn't like that one day that happened and then it was done. That happened that day. The next day it was a school bus shooting. And I believe it might have been a school bus shooting on the third day. But I know for a fact it was a school bus shooting back to back days. So you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Philly, we gotta do better, man. You know what I mean? We gotta, you know what I mean, show these kids, you know what I mean, love. Because if you don't experience love, you don't know how to love. You know what I mean? So let's show these kids love, man, and show them, you know what I mean, it's different ways. And let's slow them down, man. Go to Walmart, grab a bike or something. You know what I mean? Hop on a bike. Willie the bike. Let's do that again. Let's get back to Willie and bikes. Let's get back to playing freeze tag, man. Let's get back playing, you know what I mean, rough house, you know, basketball, 21, whatever you call it, where you from. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to playing throw up, football. You know what I mean? Let the girls get back to playing double dutch, man. Enjoy your life as a kid, because when you're an adult, ain't no going back. Me and ISO can't go back and say, yo, let's break the ball out and go play 21. If we shoot around for a little while, I give you a good 5 minutes. After that, man, wrap that up, put that in the trunk, man. You know what I mean? What I look like out here, tearing the ACL, I'm a grown man. I got kids at the house. Ain't no going back when you hit a certain age. Enjoy what you can enjoy now, man, if you're young. Don't let nobody or nothing accelerate your clock. You know what I'm saying? Because once it's accelerated, it's hard to slow it down. Once you start to witness certain things, ain't no going back as a kid. Some of these kids that are already done witnessed certain things and went through certain traumas, ain't no going back for them as a kid. You know what I'm saying? I done seen too much now. You know what I mean? I seen more than the average, you know what I mean, 17-year-old, average 18-year-old. So, you know what I mean? Let's get these kids early, man, and let's let them know that there's a lot to life that you can enjoy out here. You know? Let's be part of the whatever's the uprising of Philadelphia. You know, the plan, who knows? The plan for them may be let them eradicate themselves. And then by the time we done building up everything, we can move into people that's going to take care of this. That could be the plan. Because, I mean, for you to keep building up what you're building up with, you know, no plan of the protecting and the serving, you know, I mean, let's whatever they plan is, let's make it different. If that is the plan, I hope it's not. But let's be around so we can enjoy it. If you still here in Philadelphia, let's make it so the kids is here to enjoy whatever they building up, whatever they doing. You know? Like I said, man, we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. This is Monday. Happy spring break to all y'all, man. Enjoy it. Listen, live, love, life. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is Earn and ISO. Always ISO. This is not a new podcast. You know what I'm saying? This is just something that I'm adding to it. This will be within the Earn and ISO podcast. I'm not creating nothing new. You know what I mean? Big bro is always still here with me. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? He might do a couple episodes with me because I said these ain't going to be long. While we record, on our recording day, who knows? I might have a topic that I want to include him on. We knock it out for 10, 20 minutes, and then we go into whatever else we want to record. But, you know what I mean? Without further ado, like I said, man, meet me in them comments. You know what I mean? OGs, meet me in them comments, man. If y'all going through the same thing, youngins, go meet me in them comments if you experience the same thing. Like I said, the reason why we did this, we walked the same streets y'all walk. We've been through the same things that y'all been through. You know what I'm saying? We ain't no better than y'all. We just trying to show y'all that it's a different way. You know what I mean? 40, I'm 42 years old, man. That's the goal. You know what I mean? I know y'all laugh and joke with me all the time. Like, yeah, you old, yo. That's the goal. The goal is to get old. The goal is to get old and enjoy your life. Because a lot of y'all not making it. You know what I'm saying? And I want y'all to. I want y'all to be 40, you know what I'm saying? And then you can laugh at the generation that's coming up behind you that's telling you you getting old. That's the goal. That's what we want y'all to do. You know what I mean? Get old and prosper, man. But, you know what I mean? I'm out of here, man. Enjoy y'all spring break, man. Be safe. Be cautious. Be careful. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy it. And don't be out here. Don't be out here being a delinquent out here causing trouble during your spring break. You know what I'm saying? Listen, be productive, be safe, be cautious. You know what I mean? But y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. We will be seeing y'all every day this week. If it's not me, it's going to be me and ISO. If it's not me and ISO, it's going to be ISO and featuring. But this is what we're going to do, man. We hope that y'all enjoy this marathon that we're giving y'all. And if you're new here, you know what I mean? Share, subscribe, rate, review. Because listen, we're going to do what we do. It's an Earning ISO show. If you don't know now, you know. We out here, man. Peace.